I think minimal number and not in the classroom. In other words, most of the, prior to the most recent school shootings, many schools had community resource officers that were uniformed officers assigned to the school. They are obviously armed because they're in uniform, but they're not in the classrooms. They're just there for assistance, issues with students, obviously violence, etc. I think when you start commingling that with other agencies, or in particular school members, in other words, staff and or people assigned that work within the school that maybe have more direct contact with the students, maybe don't have the same training as a police officer, I think that's where the issues may start.
As we look around the rest of the country, is what's going to happen in Spokane becoming more common in other cities?
Well, there are cities and counties where they're actually arming the teachers and arming the principal. And I just do not see the merit in that. It's a big responsibility to have a firearm. And if you're in a classroom day in and day out, do you really want to be armed? Do you need to be armed? I think that for me, it sort of defies logic. If you have a troubled kid in that class, can he or she get their hands on your weapon while you're teaching? There's all sorts of problems here. So, again, reasonableness needs to apply, and we need to look at who we are arming.